Welcome back to the Survivor Resource Campaign by the It's On Us podcast. My name is Abigail Anthus.
And my name is Kenzie Kingerski. And today we're going to be talking with Shannon Lambert, the Executive Director of the Pickens County Advocacy Center.
This episode is intended to provide an understanding about the resources that Pickens County Advocacy Center offers for survivors of sexual assault.
We hope this brings more transparency and can be used as a resource for all students and community members in the Clemson area. Feel free to share this episode and make sure to follow It's On Us CU on Instagram. Hello and welcome to the podcast. Would you mind introducing yourself?
Hi, my name is Shannon Lambert and I'm the Executive Director of Pickens County Advocacy Center.
To start off, we're going to talk a little bit about Pickens County Advocacy Center in general. So can you explain to us what Pickens County Advocacy Center is?
Absolutely. Pickens County Advocacy Center is a private nonprofit that serves the Pickens County community. And we have been serving sexual assault survivors in Pickens County for 36 years. And basically what it means to be a private nonprofit is that we do not work for law enforcement or with any state agency. We receive our funding through private means, and that also means that we can offer 100% confidentiality to our sexual assault survivors unless it falls under mandatory reporting laws for children.
Can you explain to us what services the Pickens County Advocacy Center offers?
Yes. So we provide comprehensive sexual assault victim services to any Pickens County sexual assault survivor, family member, or friend. And what that means is 24 hours a day, we run a confidential crisis hotline. And we have trained victim advocates that man that hotline that can answer any type of questions from a sexual assault survivor or a friend or family member regarding how to report, how to receive medical care, information regarding our therapy services. So basically anything about our agency or how to get help, that can be done 24 hours a day through calling that number. And then we also provide confidential victim advocacy through going to the hospital with any sexual assault survivor that wants to receive medical care or a forensic sexual assault exam. We also go with sexual assault survivors to law enforcement reporting agencies. So if they are wanting to report their assault to law enforcement, we can go with them as an advocate and provide that support. We also offer counseling to anyone ages 12 and up. That counseling is absolutely free due to the funding that we receive. And basically, if you are a sexual assault victim ages 12 and up, you can receive our counseling services, and that can be for a recent assault, or it could be an assault that happened a few months ago, several years ago, at any point in time. So if you have experienced any type of sexual trauma, you can receive that individual counseling. We have a lot of survivors that endured childhood sexual abuse and was not able to receive help. So a lot of times they, especially in the past couple of years, have reached out to us even 20, 30 years later to receive counseling services. We have recently started back our group therapy. That started back in March, and we're running an 8-week session right now. So it's a group of survivors that meet once a week and work on their treatment and healing process in a group setting. That is also completely at no charge. So that is a very concise wrap-up of the services that we offer. We have recently added a legal advocate position to our agency, which we felt due to all of the Title IX changes and also with COVID and various other society issues going on in the past year, that we needed a staff member to specifically be able to help our survivors navigate any legal processes, whether they decide to pursue them or not. So this victim advocate that we have on staff, she will be referred by any of our on-call victim advocates or staff members if they hear that there are any type of potential legal issues or Title IX issues, and start working with that survivor on a one-on-one basis to, if it's in a college setting, understand Title IX better, the contacts at that school. If it is a law enforcement issue, we will help them file paperwork and receive more information about any type of restraining order or protection order. We also will attend court hearings with them. And if they are in need of legal services, whether it is a Title IX case or law enforcement case, we work closely with SCADVASA, which is our state coalition, and SCVAN, which is the South Carolina Victims Assistance Network, to refer legal services. Unfortunately, many times any survivor of sexual assault has no clue what type of legal services are available to them, because you don't think about these things until, unfortunately, you have to experience something like this. So we have a network that we can refer sexual assault survivors to receive free or very reduced cost legal advice and representation for any type of Title IX or law enforcement issue. We also have a community education program that we provide. We feel that not only is it extremely important to be able to provide those direct services to our sexual assault survivors, but our ultimate goal is to reduce the number of sexual assault incidences in Pickens County, and ultimately, we would love to end sexual violence in our community. How we do that is we are very active with the Pickens County School District in providing education programs on healthy relationships, bullying, suicide prevention, mental health awareness, general sexual assault prevention, and then we also work closely with Clemson and Southern Wesleyan on being able to provide bystander intervention training, to provide training on consent, Title IX, any of those types of things. I have three staff that are trained in Darkness to Light Stewards of Children training, so we go out into the community and work with also the school district with their new teachers on understanding how to recognize child sexual abuse in their setting and what to do once they start seeing those signs. We try to do a comprehensive education program reaching our children, reaching our college students, and then the community at large to make sure that more people know about our services and then also have a better understanding about the dynamics of sexual assault and violence in our community, and how we can all work together to stop it.
Those are all such amazing services. I was wondering, if someone was in need and wanted to access these services, how would they be able to reach Pickens County Advocacy Center? I know you had mentioned a hotline. Would you be able to provide that number, or just any way that someone in the community would be able to access y'all's resources?
Yes, our hotline number is actually our office number, which is 864-442-5500. And during daytime office hours, anyone can call our main office number and ask to speak with a victim advocate, and that will be provided for you. And then after hours, what we do, we use an answering service. Just because of Pickens County being so rural in nature, we found issues with us having cell phones and trying to have everything transferred. So at 5 o'clock, our office number gets rolled over to an answering service. They will receive any call between 5:01 p.m. and basically 8 a.m. the next day. They will answer on behalf of Pickens County Advocacy Center and ask if they need to speak to a victim advocate immediately. So if it's just a generalized question or someone calling to conduct normal business, we receive an email. But if it's someone in need, then the answering service directly transfers you to our on-call victim advocate. So you will be placed with that person on the phone within a matter of minutes. Of course, we always say, just like you hear with every doctor's office, if it is an immediate emergency, we want you to call 911 and make sure that you are safe. Or if that is not the case, we would love to be able to speak with you as soon as possible. The other way to get a lot of information, if you're not sure if you want to talk to a victim advocate right away, if you go to our website, which is www.pcadvocacy.org, we have several tabs under our services that go through the different processes of our services. So there is a tab that you can click on that talks about reporting to the hospital. There's a section that discusses our hotline. There's another tab that discusses our therapy services. So if you want to go to that first to receive information and just, you know, kind of get a general idea of what we offer, you can do that first and then call our hotline number. We also receive referrals directly from the local hospitals and or law enforcement. If a sexual assault survivor goes straight to either Baptist Easley Hospital or Ann Medcannon Hospital, we will receive the call from the hospital for us to come out and provide those victim advocacy services. Now, of course, that is completely voluntary. If you do not want us there, we will not come or we will leave. But it gives you a chance to hear your reporting options, hear more about the medical options from a non-medical professional, to basically give you the information and education that you need to make the best possible decision for yourself. Right now, we are not reporting to the hospital because of COVID. We have a way to be able to speak with any sexual assault survivor at the hospital via phone. So we can do all of this over the phone right now. And with PRISMA opening up their visitor policy, I would imagine that we will be face-to-face back into the hospitals within probably the next month.
That's great. And I know you'd briefly mentioned this before, but I just wanted to confirm, if someone was to come to Pickens County Advocacy Center, does their information remain confidential?
Absolutely. With us being a private nonprofit agency and with the funding that we receive the majority of our victim advocate funding through the Victims of Crime Act, which has to follow all of the VAWA, which is Violence Against Women Act, confidentiality standards. So if you call our 24-hour hotline, all of your information is confidential unless you sign a release of information form. When we go to the hospital and meet with a sexual assault survivor, we ask if they want to continue services with us or at least let us follow up with them within 48 hours. And if the sexual assault survivor decides to pursue law enforcement or any type of other services, we have a signed release information form, but that release form is very specific. And on it, you will list out exactly who we are and are not allowed to talk to. So if you want us to be able to talk to law enforcement or the solicitor's office, but you do not want us talking to the school that you are attending, that is what we have to follow. If you would like for us to send a referral somewhere else for therapy, you would, of course, put that down. And that document can be amended, and it can also be terminated per the survivor's choice. So that's one of the great things that, you know, we can provide that information to a sexual assault survivor without them feeling that we're going to talk to law enforcement. We're going to reach out to any current therapist that they have. We're going to reach out to any friends or family members or the institution, school institution that you may be attending. We cannot by law do that without your permission.
Thanks so much for listening to the first episode of this interview. Because there were so many important things to discuss, we have broken this interview into two parts. This episode focused more on what Pickens County Advocacy Center offers, and the next part will be more general advice and information for survivors. We hope you learned something, and thanks again for listening.